From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. It is October 31st, 2010. We're here every Sunday for 2 hours and, of course, back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Many days we go into overdrive into the fourth hour. I want to try to be calm today so I can cover all the election news, the election fraud news, the banking takeover news with the taxes worldwide being jacked up, with the IMF and World Bank directly taking control of the taxing agencies from the United States to Greece and ordering the countries to squeeze the population to pay the tens of trillions of dollars that have been stolen through the derivatives fraud. Of course, I talked some about this Friday. I want to talk more about it. The situation with Bill Clinton traveling around the country, trying to prop up Democrat candidates. And everywhere he goes, whether it's Florida or Kentucky, you see massive boost in the Republican candidate. But why do they do it? Because the system is arrogant and still thinks that they can bamboozle us or sell us snake oil. So the good news is nobody's buying into this fraud. The bad news is if we think the Republicans are going to get back into office and that we're out of the woods, you got another thing coming. But this is all going in the right direction. It shows the huge political awakening and realignment that is happening all across this country. And of course, in other nations as well, we're seeing the exact same type developments. So that's coming up. Also, I saw five or six big mainstream news articles, AP, Reuters, you name it, last week admitting that bisphenol A in major studies, they've known this for decades, it's in most plastic products, causes male infertility. It causes hyperfemininity in women going into puberty early. But there's a big article up at Infowars.com by a great writer that boils all this down. Mainstream media now begins reporting on BPA dangers after denying previous evidence. We're going to go over some of that. Also, British Petroleum dispersants causing sickness. Al Jazeera's reporting on that. But that's okay because Obama's told everybody there's no health problems and that core exit isn't bad for you. Just like the Pentagon tells the military now, don't worry, depleted uranium isn't bad for you. Or don't worry, the radiation from the naked body scanners isn't bad for you, even though their own internal literature and studies show that it is. But obviously, the top story is going to be staged terror. And I've been saying now for 2 years that going into the 2010 election, the 2010-2010 election, that you'd see staged terror. And here's your October surprise. It's 100% staged out of Yemen. And we've had a lot of flip-flopping Friday and Saturday by the White House. First, they said it wasn't real explosives. Now they're saying it is. We're going to cover all that after the break. And then I'm going to get into concerns growing about election fraud, voter intimidation. We've been covering this for 2 weeks. People try to vote against Harry Reid for Sharon Angle. It won't let them. That's admitted. Military ballots never got to the military, or if they did, they never got shipped back. It runs the gamut there. National poll, Democrats split over handing Obama 2012 nomination, and the internal information that WorldNet Daily's gotten a hold of. We've got an article by Kurt Nemo on that. Barry may not run for 2012 for a second term. They may have some other Democrat run, but does it really matter? And as I mentioned earlier, IMF tax tribunals coming to America soon. That's Infowars.com. So we're going to be talking about the fact that I was at a little party last night, and every person I talked to was being audited by the IRS and being squeezed and being told, well, we told you 5 years ago you could take that deduction, but now you can't. And this is happening all over the world, not just here in the U.S., and it's a directive. See, when the bankers got those tens of trillions of dollars in the bailout 2 years ago and the ongoing bailouts, we have to pay that back in tax money. You understand? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, I know that the World Series is about to kick off here in a couple hours. Game four. And I know that there's a bunch of NFL games going on right now. But I'm sorry, we're not going to be covering that. As much fun as a good baseball game is, and I am intrigued by Nolan Ryan heading up the Rangers in their first World Series, I'm not covering it or watching it. Because our country is going into tyranny. Our country is being repossessed criminally by offshore banks. And these very offshore banks that have engineered the police state takeover of not just our country, but the rest of the world, are clearly provocateuring and staging terror attacks through the private intelligence agencies that they control. And they are openly lobbying governments worldwide to restrict the private ownership of firearms and to put our planet onto a cashless society so they can destroy any underground economy that's still keeping many nations going. And that is coming up later in the broadcast. IMF tax tribunals coming to the United States. We're going to be looking at all of the incredible election fraud going on predominantly by the Democrats. It's whatever party's in power always engages in election fraud, but it's intensifying. Even McClatchy newspaper chain has a big boil down. Concerns grow about election fraud, voter intimidation. So that's going to be coming up. They've also had a national AP poll where just above 50% of Democrats do not want Barack H. Obama to be the Democratic nominee coming up in the 2012 election that'll be kicking off in about a year. But the actual election, obviously, just a day or two short of 2 years from now. So we're going to be breaking all of that down here today. But I first want to get into the Yemen printer cartridge bombs. A printer cartridge. And if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, you can see that I'm holding up a evil Hewlett-Packard printer cartridge here. You know, what killed America? What killed our liberties and our freedoms? Well, little men in caves mailing printer cartridges out to the public. Now, there is no need for us to go back and pull out the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of radio broadcasts I've done in the last 2 years stating and predicting that the week before the 2010 election that we would see staged terror attacks or foiled staged terror attacks. This is the October surprise 2010, and they may do something else in the next few days, maybe even on election day. There's no telling. And how do I know this? Well, when you read the RAND Corporation statements about staged events, when you read Operation Northwoods, the official U.S. government plan to carry out staged terror attacks to blame it on foreign enemies, when you listen to the former head of Italian intelligence who later became the Italian president when he went public 2 years ago and laid out the fact that the Western governments, together with the U.S., staged terror attacks more than 100 times in Italy in and around elections in the 60s, 70s, and 80s to blame it on their political enemies. That's been declassified in Italy. It's called Operation Gladio, the NATO option, Stay Behind Networks. It's very simple. They go out, they stage terror attacks, they set up a patsy, or they go out and they find mentally deranged criminal types, and they fund them to stage terror attacks. There's different types of these, but we are on record saying that we would see a rash of new Al-Qaeda videos being released ahead of the election. That's now happened. And that we would see more staged terror attacks. Now, the globalists know that people are aware of false flag staged terror to get their agenda through. They know that the info is now over 60% of the British people in major polls believe 7-7 was an inside job in 2005. They know that over 70% of Australians believe 9-11 was an inside job. Angus and Reid, New York Times poll, 2006, 83% of the American people question the official story of 9-11. But you have to understand that Oklahoma City, and that's a whole other show, but I've made films on the subject, that the government was caught red-handed carrying that event out. Just as the 1993 World Trade Center truck bomb attack, even the New York Times and CBS News, you can pull these up, just type into the search engine, New York Times reports on FBI staging 1993 attack. They went out, found two mentally ill individuals on welfare, both of them with under 80 IQs, very, very, very close to being mentally retarded. And they cooked a real bomb for them. And then when their own informants tried to stop it, they were told to stand down. So Ahmad Salam, one of the informants, thought they were setting him up. And so he recorded the FBI telling him, go ahead with it. And that came out in the mainstream news, 17 years ago. And it's actually one of the latest films I've produced. Because back then it was just in the news that these tapes were there. Now, 2 years ago, they were released. And we have clips of those in Invisible Empire, a New World Order Divined, defined, available at Infowars.com on DVD. And it breaks it all down. If my voice sounds a little bit deeper or blown out today, I've got real bad allergies right now. And for whatever reason, I sound more toad-like than usual, but I'm going to struggle through. So I apologize for the fact that my voice is shot. But bear with us here. So in the next few segments, I want to walk through how we were able to predict the staged event that we just saw launched Friday. And I want to go over the different conflicting reports being put out by, quote, authorities. CNN reported Friday afternoon that the FBI had told them that they had tested the printer cartridges in the U.S. and England and that they'd all come up for not having explosives. But then Obama came out a little bit after that and gave a speech and said, well, that the preliminary first reports that it's tentative, he said preliminary and tentative, that this is, quote, explosive material, but not bombs. And you notice this is happening right before the election. And every week, in fact, almost every day, I have been reading these different quotes here on air. But here is the Financial Times of London, July 13th, 2010, an article out of the Financial Times Washington Bureau, Obama faces growing credibility crisis. And it goes on to quote Robert Shapiro, one of his advisors and Clinton advisor as well, saying, quote, the bottom line here is that Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership, says Rob Shapiro, another former Clinton official and supporter of Mr. Obama, quote, this is Shapiro. He has to find some way between now and November of demonstrating that he is a leader who can command confidence, and short of a 9-11 event or an Oklahoma City bombing, I can't think of how he could do that. And, of course, we wrote an article about it, headline, Top Clinton Official, Only a Terror Attack Can Save Obama. Now, we link in these articles that we've written to more than a dozen mainstream news articles with Democratic officials saying Obama needs a terror attack. They are one inch from coming right out and admitting what they were planning. They are lobbying in plain view for the types of events you've now seen. And we've been able to decipher exactly the type of event they're launching, and I've even predicted, and it's predicted in these articles, that it would be dud attacks. And I'll explain why they're going with dud attacks. The underwear bomber, Times Square bomber, and now these printer cartridges on the other side. I'll explain this, but It is in the cards for a big stage terror attack that's actually hot and kills a lot of people. This is very important information. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. I want to now try to cover basically many of the main facets and different angles to this newest October surprise election stunt. And anyone that reads what the Democrats have been saying and doing can see right through what they've been planning. That's why Michael Savage, to his credit in the last year, every week, as I'm sent the clips by listeners, talks about how they're going to stage terror attacks as a pretext to stay in power politically. Hitler did it. The communists did it over and over again. Stage terror attacks carried out by corporations, governments, militaries, criminal mafia groups to get their agenda through are one of the most common things in politics in the last 2,000-plus years. Julius Caesar's family made their money that catapulted him to dictatorial power by running fire departments in Rome. This is in mainline history books. And if you didn't pay the city neighborhood fire departments, they would burn down your neighborhood. Do you think the Italian mafia 100 years ago invented people having to pay them insurance or somebody burned down your business? No, they were just picking up what's been done in Italy for over 2,100 years historically that we know of. But that's a side issue. The point is, it's admitted Hitler firebombed his own Reichstag in 33 to get dictatorial power after he was elected on October 27th. But I'm already digressing, and I'm kind of going with the cart before the horse explaining why they're using dud bomb attacks, because first I want to go over the fact that we predicted this, how we predicted it, then the evidence that this latest event is staged, because it has all the markers that we even predicted. I mean, I'm inside these people's head. This is what I do. I study these people. You're an expert on baseball or football or on the stock market or on interior decorating, or you're an expert marksman, or you're an expert on working on cars or a computer programmer. I'm an expert on geopolitics and the New World Order. I'm doing this 15 plus hours a day. And when I'm at home, I can't quit thinking about it. I probably research 18 hours a day. I'm not bragging, folks. Those of you that listen or have seen the films, you know we predicted this all 100% exactly as it would happen. Just like we told you that they would have global coordinated devaluation of currencies. They would call it a currency war when it's engineered. The G20 announced it a year and a half ago, and that they would then propose a new global SDR cashless currency above all the currencies, AP, Reuters, Christian Science Monitor on Friday. Announcing the global government, calling it global government, and saying it's a brand new idea they just got, when in 1975, the Trilateral Commission talked about by 2012 having this in place. I mean, I just read to you Robert Shapiro, and you can go read all the other quotes we've got listed in these articles at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, saying if Obama doesn't have a big terror attack, his agenda's over. People always ask, why would government or groups involved with government or political parties be involved in staging events? Well, Robert Shapiro, right here in the Financial Times of London. In fact, give me another document cam shot of this for people watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. Or if you're a radio listener, just search this term right here. Obama faces growing credibility crisis. Financial Times, July 13th. The bottom line here is that Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership, says Robert Shapiro. He has to find some way between now and November of demonstrating that he's a leader who can command confidence, and short of a 9/11 event or an Oklahoma City bombing, I can't think of how he can do that. And then 4 days before the election on Friday, 3.5 days before it fully kicks off Tuesday morning, this happens. Now, you could put two and two together. There they are in your face telling you what they're doing. Now, why are they doing dud attacks? The underwear bomber, Mutalib, the Times Square attack, this latest event. Because when it's a dud, they can roll the patsy into court, promise them a deal if they go along with it, and then never have a real investigation if there's no loss of life. They've learned it's now declassified Gulf of Tonkin staged to get us into Vietnam. You were called a conspiracy theorist till 6 years ago when they declassified it. Completely staged. That was a non-loss of life event because then they don't have to have a inquiry, a military or civilian investigation. So that's one big reason they're doing these. But here's the key before I get into what happened Friday and how this is a staged event. Here's the key. You've noticed in the last 2 weeks, every show, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, every Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m., interspersed with all the other news we cover, I have been covering this article for 2 weeks, 6 days a week on the air, and telling you that I could see the preconditioning that terror attacks were coming, and Obama saying, gee, we may have to absorb an attack. We've tried to keep you safe, but you haven't given up all your rights, and so it's going to happen. I could see them prepping. Again, all these little key points, because I've seen this over and over again, I know how they operate. Now, here's the Fox News article I've covered every day for 2 weeks, or almost 2 weeks, October 20th. And we'd written for years about Anwar al-Awlaki and said he was a CIA asset. On the morning of 9/11, the news reported he was the number three commander of al-Qaeda worldwide. Al-Qaeda created by the U.S. government to fight the Soviets in the 1980s, on record. He is now the number one al-Qaeda commander worldwide, according to the Pentagon. Now, here's the Fox News headline. Exclusive. Al-Qaeda leader dined at the Pentagon just months after 9/11. Anwar al-Awlaki, maybe the first American on the CIA's killer capture list, but he was also a lunch guest of the military brass at the Pentagon months after 9/11, meeting with the Secretary of the Army and others. Now, this is when he's already on the news as the top American al-Qaeda, number three at the time, now number one worldwide. This is the leader of al-Qaeda. And they say he's number one on the killer capture list, and he's at the Pentagon. It's on record the hijackers trained at U.S. military bases. I've interviewed the head of the U.S. embassy in Saudi Arabia, Mr. Springman. They were ordered, let them into the country. And they said, but they're on terror watch list, Muhammad Atta and others. They were told this is their CIA cover designation. Who else is an invisible empire? You guessed it. Mr. Springman, our latest film. He was there, and they were said, and he said, we're not going to let these people in. And he was told, oh, that's just their cover. They're not really terrorists. They work for us. Anwar al-Awlaki, all of them. Anwar al-Awlaki, Muhammad Atta, all of them. They all work for Uncle Sam. But Uncle Sam isn't Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam got taken over by foreign banks. Do you understand that? Now, when we come back, I'm going to explain why Anwar al-Awlaki is so important. They're saying he's behind the Yemen operation. They say he was behind Major Hassan at Fort Hood. The government says he was behind the underwear bomb. The government says he was behind the Times Square attack. Every one of these events, it's Anwar al-Awlaki, the CIA lackey, on record. You understand that? We'll be right back.
I am a shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother. My skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on a full coach, and everything was fine till we took a shorter road to save some time. The bandits only fired once, they shot me in the chest. They may have wounded me, but they'll never get the best of better men.
You are listening to the tip of the spear in the info war.
'Cause I'll ride again.
We tell it like it is, we cover the facts. Period.
I am a river gang.
We're not afraid.
I'll make a living deep.
We understand both political parties at the leadership level have been bought off by completely ruthless, powerful globalists who are openly announcing world government. And we are going to tell the truth and rally the people of this planet to resist the globalist. Thank you so much for joining us. So, you have Anwar al-Awlaki dining at the Pentagon 2 months after 9/11, the number three in al-Qaeda. 9 years later, they say the number one in al-Qaeda who's active. And this guy, it's admitted with Major Hassan at Fort Hood, that Major Hassan at Fort Hood, who ran around and shot all those people, that for 2 years he was meeting with Anwar al-Awlaki and others, and that he was sending emails with him asking him what type of terror attack he should carry out. So, see, al-Awlaki handles all these mentally ill people who are real Muslim extremists, if you believe they actually staged the attacks. When we saw the event, and I have to go over the history of this before I get into the latest developments to understand it. We got the reports that the military at Fort Hood took away cell phones from people that shot video of it and erased it. Now, 2 weeks ago in the trial, it came out they did take cell phone videos and they did order it erased. Why would they order evidence destroyed? And we got reports from Fort Hood, just up the road from where I sit in Austin, Texas, that there were multiple shooters. There was a drill of an attack that day. Black Ops always uses a drill so that any of their real shooters or bombers get caught. They can just say they were part of the drill. Now, who else did Anwar al-Awlaki control? Who was he in contact with so they can have the connection to, quote, al-Qaeda? The Times Square attacker with the DUD attack. But it's a DUD, so there isn't a big investigation. Now we look at Mutallab. And I want to remind people, we said this 2 months before it was mainstream news because it turned out that Kurt Haskell and others were listeners of mine on board that flight from Amsterdam to Detroit, Michigan, and that they saw a sharp-dressed man get Mutallab on the plane without a passport, without ID, and that he had so much authority, he was able to order it at the gate. He bypassed the naked body scanners, everything. The media tried to say Haskell and other witnesses were wrong until more witnesses came out, and then they were about to burn the Undersecretary of State for visas, Mr. Kennedy, and he told the Detroit Free Press and AP, it's not my fault, I was ordered by an unnamed U.S. intelligence agency and my bosses at the State Department to help him get on the plane. Everything Kurt Haskell said confirmed. You've got Anwar al-Awlaki. I'm sorry this is sad. I'm sorry this is scary. Imagine how scary it is going on the radio and talking about it. I mean, I'm not happy about this. I wish it was not true. I wish it was just ragtag, turban-wearing, you know, cave dwellers. That's not scary. But knowing the people that run our government are doing this and doing it in plain view, even though they get caught every time but don't get in trouble, can you imagine how scary it is to have to stand up to these people? But we have no future if we don't. So Anwar al-Awlaki, who's hanging out at the Pentagon after 9/11, he's in command of Mutallab. And what did the witnesses say? Mutallab was disheveled, looked drugged. Of course, he's just some drugged, you know, young guy they get, and he's the patsy. This is how they do it. Same thing with the guy with the Times Square. Awlaki's in charge of that. The Fort Hood shooting. Now they're saying he's connected to Yemen and doing this. This one guy. And I don't have to get into the fact the Washington Post interviewed the CIA section chief and they told the public 5 months ago in the Spy Talk article, Spy Talk column, that they made fake bin Laden videos for the U.S. public. I told you that 9 years ago. It's now admitted. The Intel Center, run by the Pentagon, caught uploading al-Qaeda videos with their logo in the same video layer as the al-Qaeda logo. It was done at the same time. That's Wired Magazine. I mean, have you figured this out yet, folks? The American al-Qaeda, Adam Gadon, he's now number three in al-Qaeda. Awlaki's number one now. This is all made up, ladies and gentlemen. This is all a Hollywood production. It's the same pattern. Sometimes the globalists stage pure events where there's no patsies or mentally ill nuts under them, but sometimes they stage events where they do have mentally ill patsies. What you just saw, articles in New York and several other states last week, mainstream news, in fact, just type it in. If you type in fake terror into Google, You will get all these news articles about the FBI went and created a Muslim terror group and ran it and was commanding it to carry out attacks. And again, I wouldn't do this, you wouldn't do this, but anybody out there who has any understanding of psychology, if you went out and found a homeless schizophrenic person who was drugged out of their mind and gave them $10,000 in a couple months, anybody could get a homeless person who was mentally ill to go into, say, a school and shoot people. And that's all they're doing. Okay? That's all they're doing. That's what's going on here. Okay? In 93, that's what they did. New York Times, CBS News. And the only reason we know is because the informant who was given the money to build the bomb, first it wasn't going to be a real bomb, Ahmad Salam. Then it was going to be a real bomb with no detonator. Then 4 days before, he was told, put a real detonator in, it'll be better for court. Then he was told, we're going to let it go ahead and go forward. He said, are you setting me up? And he recorded the FBI saying, no, don't worry. You've been paid. We're going to bust them once they drive the truck bomb in. And, of course, you know what happened. Now, this is on record. Now, I'm going to give the number out. We're going to take phone calls coming up, if not in the next segment, in the second hour, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. The Sunday number is different than the weekday number because we're not tied into the – we're on the Genesis Network right now, but we wholly produce the show out of my own studio on Sundays. So it's not the weekday number. They always get calls on the main number. But it's 888-201-2244 if you want to talk about this. Then I've got some other election issues and election fraud issues by the Democrats we're going to be covering. Again, we just cover the facts as they are there. We don't put any political coloration on it. We just cover it. Now, understand, 4 days before the election on Friday, we learned that on Thursday, Obama is told about this printer cartridge plot. Then CNN and others report, and we have these linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, that the FBI said the printer cartridges contain no explosives. Then Obama comes out, gives a press conference, and says tentatively, preliminary, use tentative and preliminary, it looks like it is explosives but not bombs. On the eve of the election, with all of these advisors he's got saying things like this, the bottom line here is that Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership. He has to find some way between now and November of demonstrating that he is a leader who can command confidence, and short of a 9/11 event or Oklahoma City bombing, I can't think of how he could do just that. Financial Times of London. But we've got all the quotes of different officials in our article, top Clinton official, only a terror attack can save Obama. Now, you've got Anwar al-Awlaki, the number one guy in al-Qaeda, running all of these events, and he's under Pentagon control. Fox News. Exclusive. Al-Qaeda leader dined at Pentagon just months before 9/11. Now we're going to go over the inconsistencies of the election ploy event that we saw launch on Friday and all the fear-mongering and where this is going from here. We're going to look at the printer cartridge dud bombs. Notice it's always duds.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
There's a psychological tactic going on here. Well, they're layered on top of each other. There's not just the staged terror, so the government has an excuse to clamp down on the general public. And that's now admitted that over 90% of all of the anti-terror funding and training is for gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans. Homeland Security now admits that. They say the number one threat is domestic, quote, right-wing groups. Totally made up. And the government was caught earlier this year infiltrating the Hatari militia, setting them up, trying to get them to talk about violence, and it turned out the federal judge ordered them released. It was all made up. But it doesn't matter. That's the retraction in the back of the newspaper. But for months, there was the hyping the fear of these right-wing gun owners that wanted their own country up in Michigan. All lies. But there's psychology here. You notice that suddenly Fox News, AP, They come out and say, yes, the U.S. government gives fertilizer to the Afghans to grow opium, and the government helps ship it out. Oh, that's now mainstream news. So troops on the ground going, why are we guarding opium? It's like, oh, it's out in the open, it's fine. Or people inside the Pentagon are blowing the whistle. The government knows Abel Danger info is very close to coming out, with top al-Qaeda being trained in the U.S., including Alaki. And so Fox News is leaked by the Pentagon. The Pentagon admits it's real. Oh, we just accidentally had the leader of al-Qaeda here in secret meetings after 9/11 when he was on the most wanted. They have the CIA section chief tell Spy Talk in the Washington Post, we do put out fake bin Laden videos. Yeah, those are actors. Big deal. See, they know we're exposing them, so they just come right out and say, yeah, okay, we're doing it. What you going to do about it? Just like they have all these Obama administration people and advisors in the Financial Times of London 3-4 months ago in July, saying Obama needs a terror attack so he can look like our big daddy and stand up there and talk about how he's going to protect us so people think of him as a tough guy. Now, let's get into the inconsistencies. And we'll put that back up on screen. That's an excellent headline that Jaron just put up. Obama issues fake terror alert on eve of elections. We put that article out at 2 o'clock Central on Friday. An hour later, Obama comes out and reverses what the FBI had said, that they tested the cartridges, there was no explosives residue. And Obama says, we've tested them again. It isn't bombs, but it is explosive material. And they show you the scary printer cartridges with some white film on the front and some wires. Out of Yemen, a country paid off by the globalist, where they're trying to basically round up some extremists. And Anwar al-Awlaki, the CIA lackey, has shown up there to command the forces. And he may find some loons out in the desert who will follow him and don't know he's a CIA operative. So they just, if you're going to have a multi-trillion-dollar wars every year and all of this defense spending and the domestic police state that's really for the American people, you've got to go out and finance a few lunatics. The Pentagon can shoot a cruise missile down your chimney. They know how to go out and create lunatics. What came out all over the foreign press last week? Blackwater staging terror attacks. I remember the Iraqis 6 years ago saying Blackwater would ride around shooting families up for fun along with other companies. Then we even saw videos on YouTube of other defense contractors doing it, shooting up minivans full of families for fun and laughing. And now in federal court, that came out in mainstream news a month ago. Piles of cocaine, reportedly, at huge naked parties, and then they would get so coked up and also injecting steroids that they would just run out the front door in Baghdad and start shooting people's vehicles. All the stories we heard now coming out in federal court. This is the lunatics that run our country. We've had a government operating in total secrecy since 1947 with the National Security Act. What type of corruption do you think that's going to breed in any government? Katie, bar the door. But they think we're so sappy and so small-minded and so foolish that we'll just think everything's fine in America. Really? Really, it came out in Bloomberg that 11 years ago, the Pentagon made a secret deal with Prudential and other insurance companies to steal the death benefits of over 6 million dead and dying vets from World War through to today. And that they are taking their benefits. When they die, they say, sorry, no insurance money. Doesn't matter, you paid your whole life. That's Bloomberg. They allowed the big six banks to sell mortgages over and over again as derivatives and take people's houses when they don't even have the deed. The sky's the limit. The private Federal Reserve, the consortium for these six mega banks, will not tell Congress where the trillions of dollars of bailout money went. The corruption is absolutely out of control. There's the headline. Follow the money links. Insurance company profiting on the deaths of American soldiers. The soldiers are great men and women that join for the right reasons. They're some of the best people in this country. But the folks running the Pentagon are a bunch of wicked narcotics trafficking devils. And they think you're so stupid, they get up on television and admit they're growing the opium. But say, if they don't, Al-Qaeda will get the money. There's a 13-fold increase in opium production. So, going back to the election day stunt. We're going to take your calls on this next hour and the overall election and economic news, and it's all huge. We put out a story about it being a fake terror alert, became the number one search on Google. And then Obama comes out and says, no, it was real explosive. When the FBI and Scotland Yard said they tested it in England and the U.S. and it wasn't. Now they've gone back and said the British printer cartridge was a explosives material. Not a bomb, because then there had to be an investigation. They have to prove it was a bomb. See, that's the telltale with these duds, folks. They don't want it to be real, because then there has to be somewhat of a real investigation, and stuff always comes out. We've exposed their false flag paradigm, their stage terror paradigm, so they're doing duds on people. And see, that way, then they could say, see, all the security's working. We're stopping the attacks. Give up all your rights. Vote for Democrats. They'll keep you safe. What did Governor Ridge write in a book last year, the former head of Homeland Security? Source, MSNBC, Associated Press. You can read his book. He was ordered to issue fake terror alerts ahead of the 04 election. These political parties do this, okay? Because then they get higher poll numbers. It's the only thing that works for them. Look at Bill Clinton in Florida and Kentucky and two other states. Everywhere he goes in these close races, the Republican gets a 5 to 10 percentage boost. Rand Paul only had a 5% lead until Bill Clinton went up there, and now he's got, in some polls, a 15-point lead. In others, it's about an 11-point lead. Boom. Bill Clinton arrogantly shows up thinking people want to listen to his lies. I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. How dare you? How dare you? That idiot shows up, and that's how arrogant they are. He thinks it's going to help all these idiots. It's not going to help anybody. Having Newt Gingrich campaign for Republicans is hurting him. Newt Gingrich is for open borders, carbon taxes, and world government. He's written two books. You know, if the Republican Party is going to be led by Newt Gingrich, you can be assured this election isn't going to mean diddly squat. Newt's going to run in 2012? Give me a break. Might as well run Joe Stalin. You conservatives out there that like Newt Gingrich are morons. I'm sorry, I'm ranting here. Look, the issue is now they announced they'd arrested a woman in Yemen. Now they released her, saying it was wrong identity. It's all fake, ladies and gentlemen. They can't have a real investigation of any of this. Yemen officials free suspect in Al-Qaeda bomb plot. This was out 4 hours ago. But still, right before I went on air, I heard national news still reporting they'd arrested an Al-Qaeda leader. Yemen officials free suspect in Al-Qaeda bomb plot. Christian Science Monitor. Yemen's come out and said there were no U.S. commercial or private planes that left Yemen to the U.S. over the last 48 hours. That's the Yemen Post statement by the government. Obama knew about these supposed bombs on Thursday, but he waited till Friday morning to save you from them. So you better vote for Obamacare and the Democrats and the carbon taxes. You better do it, because you know what? If you don't vote for them, if you don't vote for the naked body scanners, I've got ABC News reporting they're now going to touch your genitals and your breast on top of the naked body scanners. If you don't give up and totally capitulate to having your personal space violated, if you don't put up with being put in databases, if you don't put up with the Pentagon being used against the Tea Parties, you might be with Al-Qaeda. And so it's very clear, and we predicted it. Notice how Al-Qaeda, always right days before an election, comes out with terror attacks that helps the police state and helps the pro-war agenda and helps the establishment take more of our rights. Boy, you gotta really ask Al-Qaeda, Al-CIA, to, man, why is it every time there's about to be an election, you run some type of terror attack? A Hail Mary for the politicians that are in trouble. Oh, I forgot. Who founded Al-Qaeda? The CIA, 1979. Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote a book about it last year. We'll be right back.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, that subject was so important of the staged election terror that I just spent a whole hour on it without taking calls. I'm going to take calls throughout the second hour now from Joe, Sean, DJ, McDonald, Gary, Jason, Jeff, Mark, Tom, Luke, and others. The number to join us is 888-201-2244. I hope you bring up one of the three issues, the economy, all the election fraud going on, the stage terror. I hope that these callers will bring up those issues because that's what I think is most important. But you can talk about whatever you want. Joe in California, you're on the air.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to just tell you you're having a great show today, first of all, and I'll make two brief points. Number one, if you mention Anwar al-Awlaki to the average person, they will not have a clue who you're talking about. So it's not a big deal that he had dinner at the Pentagon. If you can raise the awareness of Anwar al-Awlaki to, say, Osama bin Laden, that will have a huge impact on people.
Yeah, Osama bin Laden's top lieutenant hanging out at the Pentagon and running every major attack in the U.S.
Right. If people knew that was happening with Osama bin Laden, they would crap their pants. But because it's Anwar al-Awlaki, it is lost on them. Quickly, number two, thank you so much for coming out to Santa Cruz and giving that speech. It was so powerful. I was in the front row, and I don't want to go on too much because I'll sound like a fanboy, but it really did change my life. I wanted to let you know I have the whole thing arranged in a playlist in 720p high quality. It's all on YouTube, so everybody go check it out. Give it to your friends. It's so powerful.
Was that the first night speech or the second?
It was the very first night speech.
I think that was my best speech ever. The second night was good, too. But Aaron, the last 5 years, who always goes with me on trips, or almost always, he said it was the most powerful speech he's ever seen me give. Well, I don't want to talk about myself anymore, though, Joe. What's your YouTube channel for folks that want to see it? We're going to put it with a three-camera shoot on PrisonPlanet.tv this week for members. But tell folks where they can get it on YouTube.
On YouTube, the channel is Mega News Reader. It's capital M, Mega, capital N, capital R, Eater. But if you just type in Mega News Reader, it'll take you to the channel.
It's the best way, too, is just, what did you name the videos? Alex Jones in Santa Cruz?
Bear with me. I'm looking at it right now. And it's called Alex Jones Live at the Coconut. In HD 720p.
All right, got it. Joe, I got to jump. Great points. Sean in Ohio, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, what's up, Alex?
Worldwide transmission. We're 55 minutes away from the World Series, Game 4.
I'm not even interested in that.
I know, I'm joking. Go ahead.
But I'm interested in what you got to say, sir. I got something to tell you about the fake terrorist stuff. They keep mentioning UPS, UPS, UPS. And it made me think about the H.R. 915 bill. So I looked through that, and down through section 146, it talks about evaluating and testing the benefits of innovative aviation security systems or related technology.
No, of course. They've got a bill introduced to try to put more restrictions on shipping things, just like they had the underwear bomber right when the naked machines rolled out. But sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, am I the only one who finds this weird? I even seen something on the Huffington where someone was,
tell us what the bill says. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Tell us.
Okay, it says under here, section 146, evaluate and test the benefits of innovative aviation security systems or related technology, including explosive detection systems. I mean, we both know that a lot of these bills have thousands of things and then that aren't even, the Patriot Act had nothing to do with Patriot.
Yeah, well, I only knew they were trying to pass more of this stuff, but what's the overall bill number?
Hold up, let me check. It's H.R. 915.
Yeah, that's the one I saw. We'll look into it. Excellent point, Sean. DJ, McDonald, others, your call straight ahead. Love all the great points and issues you bring up. But, they pre-ordered the naked body scanners, and they had thousands of them being delivered in January, and right on time to sell it, you have the underwear bombing. I mean, come on.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, coming up, even McClatchy newspapers, Fox, you name it, are reporting on red-handed election fraud. Multiple Democratic officials have been arrested in Florida and other states, engaged in reported election fraud. We've also got the fact that the Democrats are openly talking about telling Obama to drop out and not run for the 2012 second term for president. But they're talking about Hillary instead. Talk about out of the frying pan into the fire. I mean, I'd rather have Obama than Hillary Clinton. But it'll be the novelty of, oh, Sarah Palin's running as a Republican, so Hillary's running as a Democrat. Another novelty. And then next, I mean, I don't care if we have a woman president, a black president, a white president. Give me a patriot, someone who isn't a crook. But no, we can't have that. So that's all coming up. I've been talking about staged terrorism. You notice they are trying to pass legislation for more screening of packages right as this event happens, right before the election. Let's continue with your calls. DJ in Arkansas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. I have a question about, it seems like we are able to get all the information. We know 9/11 was a staged event. We know Oklahoma City. We know they've sabotaged the economy. How do we start getting these people prosecuted? How do we get the grand juries enacted? County level, state level, who do we
talk
to? Yeah,
that's it. We've got to get good sheriffs elected. We've got to get good county commissioners and legislators elected, and that's happening. And the last time there was a states' rights movement that is built into the Bill of Rights, 10th Amendment and 9th Amendment, the feds bombed Oklahoma City to demonize the states' rights movement. But again, people are now wise to this. So it's the states' rights movement is the real ace card against them. But also getting the word out about the globalist tricks. The mainstream media has the lowest approval ratings they've ever had. The Congress has the lowest approval ratings they've ever had. Both parties have the lowest approval ratings they've ever had. They are discredited. So they're trying to flood in with tyranny right now, to basically overwhelm us, but it's not going to work. But understand, we're not going to beat these people, DJ, overnight. It's going to take time. Just warn everyone you can. Some people will laugh at you, but it's never a majority that prevails over tyranny. It is a irate, focused, tireless minority that sets bushfires in the minds of men and women, as Thomas Jefferson said.
There, and I think it seems like we have that minority. Why can't we get like the county level grand jury of New York going after like Larry Silverstein? Because I bet if we got Larry Silverstein on the stand, he'd start rolling on all the people who control him. I mean, he made lots of money off 9/11. How can we start that?
They've tried to have a state investigation, and they've tried to have it on the ballot, and the state blocked it, even though they got the signatures. But you're going in the right direction. But in the court of public opinion, we are cleaning their clock. Thanks, DJ. McDonald in Canada, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm a first-year university student here in Ottawa, and let me tell you, coming into the system, I knew how much bullet it was, but being here, it's just that much worse. I mean, trying to get involved politically on Parliament Hill in Ottawa, if you're not willing to sell your soul to the devil, they will find someone who is. So I became really frustrated, and I found this group here in Canada called the Free Men on the Land group. And they basically remove themselves from society and don't comply with unjust laws because they realize that the global banking elite are...
There's been a lot of Freeman movements, and the government's tried to demonize some of them, but they're very diverse. But pulling yourself out of the system and not complying with anything is an extremely effective thing to create a true underground economy, global government, cashless societies. It's all about surveilling you so that when they collapse the economy to control you, and this is in the IMF's own words, you can't escape them. And so I think that's all very, very effective. But the point you make about the system being able to basically sift through all the different personnel and the military and the police and government and corporations to find immoral or stupid people that will do corrupt things, that's a great point, McDonald. I appreciate your call on that point. I mean, a great example is a couple months ago I got a call by a man who was former TSA, and he said, they called me in and said, do you have concerns about radiation with the naked body scanners we're about to put in, the scanners? And he said, I've read the New York Times admitting it has high levels of radiation. And this mainstream news, top scientist. And he said, I do have a problem. And they said, thank you. And they said, you're fired. They gave him a pink slip. You're laid off. So see, they can always find people that will hurt themselves being bathed in radiation and that will hurt others. for a paycheck. Again, 19 years ago in Desert Storm, they tried to wear MOP gear and stay away from stuff they'd shot up with depleted uranium rounds. Now, they don't even do safety briefings. They just say, no problem. Doesn't matter if the Army's own manuals on it. We've had the guy that wrote the manuals, the physicist and doctor, Doug Rockion, Los Alamos Laboratory. They say it's a death sentence. You inhale a few microns of it, you're going to die. It might take 10 years. You're dead. You're going to get bone cancer. You're going to get cancer of the urethra, of the kidneys, and of the nasal passages. You're dead. They don't care. Just like, I mean, folks, this is fundamental of how, I know I keep talking about this. Bloomberg, Reuters, AP, all admit, Prudential admitted a month ago in federal court that they made a secret deal with the government. They got the okay to take the death benefits of dead troops and just keep them. The families pay into these. They take it out of the check of the troops if they opt in for it, and then they just keep the money. Hundreds of billions of dollars. I mean, this is a crook government. And if you think just having John Boehner as Speaker of the House is going to save you, I got a bridge I want to sell you. Okay, we're in deep trouble. And people better gut up and get, you know what, I watched some clips online of the stupid John Stewart, Stephen Colbert thing with them dressed up like clowns. And the whole thing was relax, be happy. The economy isn't that bad. You know, shut up. Go along. No, it's good we're angry. They always tell you, don't get angry in politics. Don't get motivated in politics. You know, that's not the way to be effective. Baloney. When you're on the side of right and you're being screwed over, the only way to go is aggressive and in somebody's face. Almost everyone I know is being audited by the IRS. Blue-collar people, rich people. And they're going back and saying, well, we know we told you you could have that write-off 5 years ago, but we want penalties and interest now, retroactively. You know, give us $300,000. People are like, I don't have $300,000. And I've got all the mainstream articles out of Europe and the U.S. here where the IMF and World Bank are ordering our governments to squeeze people. And they don't care if you don't have the money. They don't care if you riot. That just drives down confidence even more, and they get to buy everything up at a fire sale. This was engineered. I told you more than 10 years ago with the end of Glass-Steagall, this was all planned with the derivatives, and that they would call for a world government as the way to fix it. And now it's out in the open. And I'm not saying I told you. But the point is, we did tell you. People better listen to what we're saying. This isn't going to get any better until we block this takeover. Okay? You know, we're approaching, by next year, two-thirds of overall taxes paid in this country, county, city, you name it, federal, will be paid for debt service. You hear about welfare queens all day long, sitting there weighing 400 pounds eating bonbons, and that certainly goes on. But do you ever hear about the Pentagon welfare train and the trillions missing there? In fact, just search the term $2 trillion missing at the Pentagon. It'll be Associated Press, September 10th, 2001. And then you can also type in $4 trillion missing. It'll be October 14th, 2006, congressional hearing. It's over $4 trillion missing last time they had an accounting. And they got Rumsfeld up there and they said, where's the $4 trillion it was? And he said, I'm not going to tell you. And he looked back and he said, Dr. Chu, you're the head of the Pentagon's budget program. And Chu just laughed at him and said, it's just none of your business, Congress. Shut up. You know, what happens when Congress sits there and asks, where's this $100 billion? Where's that $800 billion? Where's this trillion? And all these different Fed chiefs and, you know, heads of the Treasury, Geithner, Paulson, they just say, I'm not going to tell you. And Congressman Stern says, well, you got 200 and something billion for yourself and a bonus out of that money. What gave you, the head of the Treasury, the right to give yourself $200 million? He said, I got a waiver. Who gave you the waiver? I gave myself one. Look, grow up, folks. Grow up and have a gut check. We got mad dog criminals running things, okay? Okay, I want to continue blitzing through your phone calls. I got a lot of other election news, economic news coming up before this hour ends. But I want to just recap what I said as we went to break. It's time for everybody to have a major gut check and to get out of denial and to admit to yourselves just how bad corruption's gotten. This is what tyranny is. People put up with it, corruption takes over, and then it just explodes. It gets worse and worse exponentially. And it's time to decide what side of history you're going to be on. You're like, well, I don't see myself as a leader. I mean, what can I do? You can get the word out. You can get involved locally. You can run for office, even if you don't win. You can educate people about these issues. You can discredit these major corporations that run our government, this global system that's being set up. You can say, why should we allow the IMF and World Bank to establish a global government run by private and secret banks that control our currency and that we pay a global VAT tax to? That's all now being announced. You know, just no, 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 no. All right, I said I'd go to your phone calls. Let's go to Gary in Washington. Gary, thanks for holding her on the air.
Alex, how you doing? And call from behind enemy lines, buddy.
Welcome. What's on your mind?
Nothing. The first time I call, I've been trying to get in touch for a while. So I work at a political media placement firm, large-time cable for the campaigns. And right when that terror came on the news, it took advantage of the news cycle, obviously, like they always do, from the morning all day into the next day. And our AEs are getting phone calls from all the campaigns freaking out because nothing's getting placed on these networks. So, I mean, that might not have anything to do with it, but it is an option to look at.
No, there's a big rush of campaign ads on. The Republicans are sweeping. The wave is building. And then that's a good point. For most of the day, the campaign ads were suspended as they went commercial-free, hyperventilating over the dreaded printer cartridge that's going to come out from under our bed and eat us.
Exactly. It's a complete joke. In Washington, D.C., these people are, I mean, I went to George Washington University. I'm living in Georgetown right now, and they're just brain dead. They're just complete globalists. It's unbelievable.
I know this.
Eugenics is good.
Every time I'm in D.C. and try to videotape just on a city corner of a building or anything, the Capitol, cops run over and threaten to arrest you, or security guards do, and I tell them, I've checked, there's no law against this, and they just say, I'm going to arrest you. Again, letting you know that you're a slave. Gary, anything else?
Yes, actually, false flag terror. So the Metro bomber in D.C., right when that came out, looked, see, they said FBI was involved. Definitely false flag terror. So this guy.
Oh, yeah, I was talking about the New York case. I forgot about D.C. Same deal. The FBI created the group, didn't infiltrate a group, created it, and tried to get them to blow something up.
And they're going to give me 50 years. It's unbelievable. Pathetic.
Well, there.
And also, so I ride the Metro Rail, the red and orange line to work and whatnot. And, you know, I don't know if this has anything to do with anything, but I overheard a woman say, oh, were those FBI people, you know, around the Metro stops? I think I caught a glance of a couple of them, but, you know, I mean, they were definitely lurking. Definitely a police state, especially on Halloween around here.
Oh, well, they're keeping you safe from the groups they create. I appreciate the call. And then Anwar al-Awlaki, bin Laden's top lieutenant, hanging out at the Pentagon secretly, but everything's fine. You know, they need to grow the opium to keep us safe. Jeff in Texas, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. November 11th, right here in Austin, book people, Condoleezza Rice, with her pile of toilet paper she calls a book, is showing up. We've got to
confront
her.
Oh, wait a minute. Condoleezza Rice, the former Secretary of State, admittedly, this is San Francisco Chronicle, called Mayor Willie Brown and told him not to fly 2 days before 9/11. She said, I notice you're flying to D.C. on the morning of 9/11. Don't fly. And the Pentagon canceled its flights to New York that morning before it happened. But, again, we're just supposed to ignore all that. Everything's fine. Condoleezza Rice loves us.
Yeah, plus the fact that during the 9/11 commission hearing, she was forced by Richard Benvenisa to admit that the president's daily briefing in August of 2001 said bin Laden determined a strike in the U.S. She's got to
And she lied. She lied and said they had no idea there was a plan for this. Oh, yes, they had no idea. And Santa Claus is real, too.
Alex, we all need to show up there.
Okay, so what date is Slimebag come?
And November 11th at Book People.
All right, people need to be peaceful and polite, but hand out literature about her and let the media know that you're fully aware of her activities and their lies about WMDs. General Shelton now admits that Bill Clinton wanted to have U.S. aircraft shot down to blame it on their former CIA asset, Saddam Hussein. And it's now been declassified that Bush wanted to shoot down U.S. aircraft and blame it on Saddam. But I guess that's what patriots do. They grow opium, and they fund terrorists, and they have dinner with Awlaki. Thank you, Jeff. Mark in Georgia, you're on the air.
Hey, God bless you, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
I used to be a Newt Gingrich constituent. God have mercy on me. I had no idea what a scumbag he was. But I would like to, there's a few points I'm going to cover very briefly, so you can flesh this one out later. I'd like to advocate a letter to circulate advocating Ron Paul for Speaker of the House next year.
Wonderful point. We don't want Boehner. Ron Paul's been there longer. He won the CPAC straw poll. He's won almost all the other Republican polls. That is a great point. We don't want Michelle Bachmann. Word is she may run against Boehner. We want Ron Paul. I was just thinking that last week, and that's why I love taking your calls, because you bring up stuff I've forgotten about. We need, everybody needs to email Congress, email the media, Ron Paul, Speaker of the House. Yes. Yes, yes, and Bill Clinton campaigning for con man Conway, you know, adding at least 6-7 points in the polls for Rand Paul. You got to love it. I mean, these people are sick, Mark.
Yes, well, my second point, and I want to be clear about something. I want to clarify that there were people being critical of you, and I was defending you. One guy was really being harsh, and I was trying to reason with him. And, you know, take this as a joke if you want to, but basically his breath smelled like he'd been using a Johnny mop for a toothbrush. I was like,
hey. Hey, Mark. But
anyway.
Mark, I don't care. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to be clear. I wasn't agreeing with the people that said that you were a Zionist shill. I want to be clear that as a Christian
Listen, I appreciate your call, Mark. I really do. What is this? I mean, it's just a total distraction. We're here trying to stop these wars. We're trying to stop the police state. And we're talking about things like that. Do we have time to get another call before I go to break? I think I do. Let's hurriedly go to Tom in Wisconsin. Tom, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I wish you wouldn't cut me.
Pardon
Hello?
Me? Yes, sir. You're on the air, Tom.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to say, Alex, that I recently watched Green Zone with Matt Damon. And it illustrated for me, having so much knowledge of how they stage all these things and how all of this stuff is really orchestrated from a handful of people, that in the propaganda film that was Green Zone, it showed me how people can just be so brainwashed that they believe that stuff that they put on the screen. And it's really incredible that they would even show something like that where they portray the CIA as, like, trying to stop and from, you know, setting false WMD thing in Iraq, which is where this movie's based.
Yeah, they're trying to lie about WMDs, and the CIA is so upset about it, when it was the CIA leadership under orders from Cheney that did lie about WMDs. But there's a kernel of truth there. The CIA analysts, the real analysts at the CIA, they refused to lie about WMDs, so they created the Office of Special Plans in the Pentagon, Tom, to then lie about the WMDs. So in a way, that's actually true. All right, I do have news on the economy and on the election. And, of course, tomorrow and Tuesday on the weekday show, 11 to 2 Central during the day, we're going to be covering it all in great detail. If you don't have an AM or FM that picks it up, weekdays, there's always InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with the free audio streams. There's the free podcast that over 300,000 people download a day. There's the higher quality commercial free podcast and video podcast at PrisonPlanet.tv as well. For PrisonPlanet.tv members, and your 15-cent a day membership makes so much of what we do here possible. I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. Now, I've been giving each caller about a minute, and I just marvel with cell phones, and I hear this on, you know, regular talk radio, how bad phones are getting, including my phone. We're trying to keep you on, but if I get you off really fast, it's because your phone is cutting out like the last guy's. Sounded like Skype or something. You know, all this free, quote, internet phones are great, but they don't work too well, do they? All right, let's continue with the October surprise stage terror. Here we are. It's Halloween, October 31st, and the banks are imploding this country and many other nations. And we've got all these Obama advisors saying he needs a stage terror attack. They think we're so dumb they say it publicly as if we don't notice it. And then voila, this latest event happens, falling right in his lap. And first they said it wasn't explosives, there wasn't residue. Then they said they'd captured a woman. Now they say they've released her. Yemen says that none of those flights came out of Yemen. This thing stinks to high heaven. I'm going to, before the show ends, at least get to Luke, Kelly, Chip, Josh, Maria, Josh, Ray, Ronnie, Jose, and others. Let's go to Luke in Vermont. Luke, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex. Good job. I'm loving it. I'm sick of hearing about it, and I'm ready to do something. I'm waiting for your orders, to be honest with you.
Waiting for my orders. Well, I said it's a long process. Run for office locally. You'll at least educate people on the process. Educate police, sheriffs, your state legislature. Have the states block the unconstitutional activity of the feds. It's all in the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. Continue educating people. Expose false flag terror, one of their main tools. Continue to defend the Second Amendment. Try to get control of our borders. Expose the sanctuary cities. I mean, that's the best we can do. Speak out against new wars. Speak out against the phony drug war, because the government's on record shipping most of it in. They use it as a pretext to bring in modern slavery. And by having drugs illegal, it jacks up the price, generating most crimes. People rob, steal, and kill to get the money. I mean, I can keep going with solutions all day here.
Well, I'm still finding it hard and overwhelming to educate people. There's so much stuff on the internet people find about you. They shoot it down, and I'm unarmed.
Okay, but Luke, I appreciate your call, but I've tried to give you solutions. You know, one big solution is it's not about Alex Jones. Of course I'm attacked by the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL and the mainstream media. And they aired a special attacking me last night on MSNBC and Nightline. And then they've got all these paid provocateurs and their camp followers attacking me on the internet 24/7. That's because I'm effective and I'm telling the truth. If I get up here and I tell you bisphenol A in most plastic products is reducing men's fertility in all the major studies and giving women breast cancer and making girls go into puberty early, you know, I've got literally scores of mainstream news reporting it. Of course, I told you about it 15 years ago because we had the studies then. Now it's mainstream news. An example of getting the word out, having an effect. They're now pulling bisphenol A. They're banning it in Europe, banning it in Canada. Multiple states like Maryland have banned it. It seemed like they would never start banning it until we just never shut up. We never went away. There's your solution right there. Europe won't accept these GMO crops that have been found to cause organ failure in all the major studies. We can do the same thing here. 10 years ago, you couldn't find organic food on a store shelf. Now you can't find milk that isn't organic because that's what people want. Go to a major grocery store. And it's just, it's hard to find the stuff with growth hormone in it. Look, educate the people on liberty and freedom, and tyranny will dissipate like vapors at dawn. There was all this fog Saturday morning out in front of my house, and as the sun came up, it just burned it away. So instead of making Fighting the New World Order about talking about Alex Jones, when I read Fox News, the head of Al-Qaeda met secretly with the Pentagon 2 months after 9/11, that's there. When they talk about naked body scanners bathing you in radiation, and they lied about the fact that they were saving the images, and now they say, ABC News, that they're going to squeeze your breast, your genitals, with the insides of their hands, not the back of their hands, as an act of submission on top of the naked body scanners, that's wrong. And the terror was staged to train us to accept all this. That's an issue. We need to cover issues, not spend 3 minutes talking about Alex Jones. Okay? And you're like, well, what do I do? Look, I give nothing but solutions, but it's not up to me to tell you exactly what to do every day. I'm here covering these issues. 10 years ago, we covered the fraud with the mortgages and how they didn't really have the deeds and how they were selling them as derivatives. People laughed at us. Now they've suspended most foreclosures and the whole thing's in crisis. People are finding out it's true. But it doesn't happen overnight. We told you the H1N1 shot was causing brain disorders. Now it's admitted. It doesn't happen overnight, though. Kelly in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm doing good, Kelly. What's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to get your take on an experience my mom had both today and the last time she traveled going through the airports. She was leaving Detroit today, going back down to Florida, and she made it through security, but they told her they needed a fingerprinter. And she didn't ask why, but when she called me and told me about it and I asked her why, she says, well, you know, the last time I traveled from Ohio to Boston, they asked me for my middle name. And when she asked them why, they told her that, well, you're on the red list. And whenever they ask you for your middle name, it means you're on the red list. And
yeah,
you know,
and they put over 2 million Americans now on the secret list. You can't find out how you got on or get off. And now it's, we got to have your fingerprints. And everything they're doing in the airports is to be on the streets of America. It's total tyranny. It has nothing to do with stopping terrorism. Go ahead.
No, I agree. I guess when it hits you at home, I mean, I think she's finally waking up. I mean, I think she's warming up to you now, even though she doesn't like it when I listen to you. The other thing I wanted to tell you was Russia Today had a great video story about the FBI and entrapment and, you know, infiltrating groups and then getting groups to commit terror attacks. And they were basically questioning the premise that, you know, if the FBI wasn't doing this, would it even be an issue?
No, in every case, they are creating the groups. Again, they stage the terror, they provocateur the terror to set up a police state they admit is for us. They're training our kids how to be prisoners. They're training us how, because the banks are committing crimes and destroying our society, and they know we're going to try to take our government back and reverse it, so they're putting the police state in place to block us. I appreciate your call. It's very simple. Let's go ahead and talk to Chip in Montana. Chip, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. How are you?
I'm good, sir. Go ahead.
Two quick questions for you. First, do you have any idea of what the passenger manifests on Obama's upcoming junket looks like?
I know they're saying 800 people are going. It's a bunch of corporate people. And you know, most of these trips, he doubles it as a vacation. They've got a whole bunch of aircraft going to India. I mean, I don't know. He's a puppet that reads off a teleprompter, and the Democrats are talking about throwing him under the political bus and, you know, putting up some new puppet in 2012. I mean, you know, he was this god who was going to give everybody free health care, and, oh, thank you, I don't have to pay my house payment anymore. People are finding out it was all a sucker job. And I hope all these Republicans going in, and, you know, the same thing doesn't happen, Chip.
Yes, sir. You are absolutely correct. And are you familiar with retired General Paul Vallely?
No. Tell me about it.
He sat in for 7 years with Fox News as a guest quite a bit. He's a resident up here. Also, we've just acquired a new resident up here, Chuck Baldwin.
Oh, yeah. He's a great guy.
Yes, sir. We're fully intending on getting him into the government in one way, shape, or form.
Good. Yeah, I seem to have heard something about that to the grapevine. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come right back. That's the Constitution Party presidential candidate, 2008. Listed along with Ron Paul and others basically as terrorists. Gun owners listed as terrorists. Returning veterans, the number one enemy of Homeland Security. In their own words, they are the terrorists. Remember that, folks. The people that say our vets are terrorists are terrorists.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
If you go up to Infowars.com, you can read the link to the story, Pat Down or Full Body Scan, Security Gets Much More Personal in Airports. It says they will now use the inside of their hands to touch areas that before were off limits, like your genitals and breast. And they're doing it on top of the naked body scanners. And it's all about training security people to get in people's space and training the public to do it. But there's all these different European airline chiefs and others. You can go up to InfoWars. We've got the stories up there at the top of the page in the little moving tile where they're saying this is ridiculous. It's ineffective. It's making people not fly. It's hurting business. Italy has pulled out the naked body scanners because of radiation concerns. We've got to turn the corner on this, but they say, oh, you don't like naked body scanners? We're going to touch your genitals. Now they want to take blood and urine to get a driver's license. You're just being trained to have the government in your space. This is tyranny. Now, I want to hit some final news before I try to jam in some more phone calls here. There's just countless articles on this that we've posted throughout the week and covered. But McClatchy, Washington Bureau, concerns grow about election fraud, voter intimidation. People have been indicted in multiple states, being Democrats, being caught red-handed. in close races like what's happening in Nevada. People can't vote for Sharon Angle on the machines. It only lets them vote for Harry Reid. That's going up and going on. WTOP radio's reporting a Dem split over handing Obama the 012 nomination. They're talking about Hillary Clinton. That's ridiculous because they're worried about the Sarah Palin novelty of it being a woman. Here's a Political Wire. AP has a poll out. Half of Democrats think Obama should face primary challenger. Same number there. So it just shows how this guy has completely imploded. Here's a London Telegraph headline. U.S. midterm elections. Barack Obama's world turned upside down as Democrats face electoral disaster. And if the Republicans don't change what's happening, they'll face disaster. But the system doesn't care because then we'll just put the Democrats back in. This happens in third world countries where sometimes when they're being imploded by the banks, they might have three or four presidents in one year where people just keep demanding change, but the system controls both parties. But then a third party will come in and actually change things. So that's the road we're going down. But we're not going to fix it overnight. Kurt Nimmo's got a big report out on this. Barack Obama may not run in 2012. Does it matter? And it goes through the fact that mainstream media is reporting insiders in the Democratic Party are telling Barry Obama not to run. Bill Clinton's role in Florida Senate race seems to cost Democrats some votes. And I was already thinking this the last few days, looking at polls in Florida, Kentucky, and other places. Everywhere Pumpkinhead shows up to supposedly support somebody, the Republican candidate gets 5 to 10 points. It's more than 10 with Rubio in Florida and close to 10 that Rand Paul suddenly got. Unless there's total election fraud in Nevada, in Florida, in Kentucky, we're going to get some good people in. Rubio's pretty good. Rand Paul's great. Sharon Angle's great compared to Harry Reid. This is very exciting. And that's why they sent in Republican Dick Cheney to campaign against Rand during the primary, and he suddenly surged in the polls. You get Dick Cheney or you get Newt Gingrich campaigning for you, you're in trouble. You get Bill Clinton campaigning for you, you're in trouble. People are sick of the New World Order establishment candidates. Democrats fight to keep Senate from GOP gains. And now a lot of experts are saying the Republicans may get 10. And then that means they take the Senate, not just the House. I'm guessing they're going to get 9 to 10 seats in the Senate, more than 50 in the House, unless there's election fraud. And it continues from there. How all these Democrats are now running as anti-Obama. And I'm not going to have time to get to this economic news, but it's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. IMF tax tribunals coming to America soon. And it talks about how the OECD, the Organization of Economic Cooperative Development, this big private group that manages the banks of the planet, we already have a world government run by these people. They're just now announcing it, are telling the people in Greece, the people in Spain, England, and now the U.S. that we must pass a VAT, global VAT, to pay them for the right to have their new global cashless currency. You'll still have your dollars and yens and yons and euros, but they'll be controlled by these guys completely. And this is the group that's engineered the collapse, and they're demanding that taxes be raised everywhere and that money be paid, and it goes through this in their report, to get spies to rat on people, quote, not paying taxes. So really squeezing people, like the sheriff of Nottingham, for every dime to pay the bankers the trillions that they claim they own because they sold the world these derivatives. They should all be going to prison, not raising our taxes. There's no way to pay off the 1.5 quadrillion of fraud, okay? They're just consolidating power. There's no way to pay them off even if you wanted to. Okay? Key article by Kurt Nimmo. Here's another one. Why is Indiana putting armed security guards into 36 unemployment offices across the state? The government's really gearing up for collapse, folks. We're already in a depression. Even 60 Minutes admits over 22% unemployment. It's not 10%. Let's take as many. Look, I got like 15 phone calls here. I don't know. Let's go to Ken in Australia. Ken, you're on the air. Go ahead.
G'day, Alex.
Welcome.
I was listening. Could you hear me all right?
Yes, I can. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Bob Chapman on your show said the states need to get themselves solvent, but he didn't know how, and I'd like to reveal quickly how this can be done via state banking.
Yes, we've covered the different state bank systems and how they create basically free credit for the citizens instead of having private central banks doing it. Go ahead.
Okay, because just as the Fed is not doesn't have to have fractional reserve requirements, state banks can also ignore such arbitrary things. So they can issue credit and create credit and issue new credit without borrowing it from the bankers and without using taxation.
And the only state in the union with a surplus is North Dakota, and they have the state bank.
I understand, but that bank seems to be functioning almost like a regular bank. They're not actually providing, for example, dividends to their citizens.
Well, Ken, it's a great point, though. The engine of the free market is so powerful that the globalists admit they're trying to raise taxes to freeze the economy so they can consolidate it. What we're seeing is not free market. I know you know this, but what we're seeing is not free market. It is crony capitalism with insiders manipulating the casino gulag model that Max Kaiser talks about. Anything else?
Exactly. Well, the thing that the international bankers want is that they want to eliminate subsidies and raise taxation. We've just got to have a state bank that does exactly the opposite.
And that's what Lincoln did, and they killed him over it. But you're absolutely right. Kennedy tried it. They killed him. He tried to abolish the Federal Reserve, signed the executive order to begin it. Josh in PA and then Maria at least. Josh, hit us. Go.
Yes, Alex. I was about to throw out and tell everyone to throw out their printers. I was getting really scared, but then I just got the whole idea.
Don't worry, Obama's going to save you. He, the October surprise, he loves you.
But I really did, seriously, I wanted you to touch on the fact that in the final debate against Conway, Rand Paul did mention about being for sanctions on Iran, economic sanctions on Iran. And at near the end there, he even mentioned being for a VAT tax, a national sales tax.
Well, but he wants to get rid of the income tax, and I would be for a VAT if it wasn't international and we got rid of the income tax, but they're not going to do that. And so I believe Rand is wrong about that, and I did see that. Rand's not perfect. He's certainly not Ron Paul, but he's a lot better than Jack Conway. I appreciate your call. Maria in Nevada, you're on the air, Maria.
Hi, good afternoon, Alex. I just wanted to let you know that I have taken my stand to try to make our country better. I'm running for family court judge in Department C here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And although I know you're not all that fond of family court, while it continues to exist, we need constitutional conservatives on the bench.
And even if you don't win, you can educate folks about how it's unconstitutional. Beautiful. Maria, good job. Tell us more about it.
Well, I'm running against an incumbent, and friends of mine had actually told me about your show and asked me to call in because I guess you've had some shows about him in the past, Judge Steve Jones. And so I'm running against him. He's been an incumbent for 18 years on the bench. Time
well, Maria,
change,
get rid of him, and we won't know if you'll win unless you try. Jose in California, last caller. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Yes, Jose.
I have two questions. I'd like to get your thoughts on two topics here. First one is on the Anglo-American establishment, in which Cecile Rhodes is quoted as saying, in considering questions suggesting take the Constitution of the Jesuits in attainable and insert English empire for Roman Catholic religion. I'm wondering where, if possible, could one get that Constitution on the Jesuits? And two, I've been refraining myself from calling Obama a communist because in the Communist Manifesto, Karl Marx talks about conservative or bourgeoisie socialism, in which he's quoted as saying in requiring the proletariat to carry out such a system and thereby to march.
Unfortunately, Jose, we're out of time. I'll have to answer those questions coming up tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central at Infowars.com. Spread the word about the transmission. Stand up against terror and expose the October surprise garbage of Obama.